Welcome to the La Vista Live podcast series. For more information about MiraCosta High School's award-winning newspaper, visit lavistamchs.com. The 2010s have been an era of remakes and reboots within the film and gaming industries. Old characters have new actors, and games are producing sequels with new quests and villains. A victim of this new trend is the 90s craze Pokemon, rising back into popularity with its new mobile app, Pokemon Go. I'm Sam Rule, and this is La Vista Live.
I feel Pokemon will never really end because it's everyone's childhood began with Pokemon, and Pokemon will keep getting bigger and everyone will still like it.
The object of Pokemon games for the Game Boy and Nintendo DS consoles is to capture Pokemon, befriend them, and use them to battle against enemies like Team Rocket. The Pokemon Go app allows you to take this journey into real life and travel around the world catching Pokemon. The augmented reality function uses your phone's camera to project the image of a Pokemon right in front of you.
The weirdest place I've gotten a Pokemon was at church, and it was a Jigglypuff.
The weirdest place I've caught a Pokemon was in an escape room in West Hollywood.
The most acknowledged component of Pokemon Go is the option of picking a team. Valor, Red, Mystic, Blue, or Instinct Yellow. Each Pokemon team represents different values that a trainer follows when battling with and befriending their Pokemon. Trainers can claim Pokemon gyms for their team and battle against trainers from opposite teams. While you think Costa students would join the Yellow Team Instinct to show their green and gold spirit, most students are claiming gyms for the Red Team Valor.
I chose Team Valor because when I got to level 5, I was with a group of people, and they were all like, if you don't choose Valor, you have to leave. And so, I chose Valor. Yeah.
I choose Team Instinct because not a lot of people chose it, so I just kind of want to be on a team that was bad so I could be really good and take gyms alone.
Well, you see. Okay. The center stage effect is a phenomena in psychology that the center most object is more likely to be noticed before other objects due to the center stage effect, and Team Mystic is the way it's presented is right in the middle. So, and it's also the first one. That's why I chose it.
Despite its popularity, many people, Pokemon fans or otherwise, condemn the aspects of the game, including glitches. Unfortunate accidents also occur due to the nature of the game.
Yeah, no, I think it's perfectly fine. A lot of people have been having a ton of fun, and it's getting people out and walking, which I think is super cool. But I personally can't manage myself very well with games that don't have a very definite end, where you can spend a ton of time on them, and there's still a ton more to go. I think that happens with anything that takes your attention away when you're trying to move around. Since the intention of Pokemon Go is, like, you move around and you're paying attention to your phone, maybe the risk is slightly higher, but I got really good at reading while not walking into poles when I was a little kid, so I'm sure that'll resolve eventually.
Through the good and the bad, Pokemon is celebrating 20 years of a long-lasting franchise. And with the Pokemon Go app, as well as a new DS game set for November release, Pokemon doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the La Vista Live podcast series. Tune in next time to learn more about life at Costa, or for more information, visit lavistamchs.com. In this podcast is brought to you by Rob EZ. To explore more of his music, go to soundcloud.com/rob-ez.